O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Joel 2, verses 21 through 27. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Patient Kingdom by Sandra McCracken. This folksy arrangement with guitar fingerpicking and tight-knit harmonies looks at the Lord's work in our lives and how he meets us in our day-to-day as we wait for his return.
Let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to the sun. Let my soul rise up to meet you. Let that patient kingdom come. When's the last time you felt steady in the chaos? Hear the sound when the seed falls to earth. Is it time to give up your destination? Slow me down, let love do its work. Let my soul.
Chapter 2, verses 21 through 27. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain. the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Much of the book of Joel is taken up with judgment. God has seen the evil in the world and in his people, and he will act against it. Twice there's mentioned a plague of locusts. In chapter 1, the locusts are the actual creatures that swarm and can devastate lands by decimating their crops. Then in chapter 2, the locusts appear to be a metaphor for an army that would swarm against the people of Israel and again devastate the land. Now, why these judgments? Because the people of Israel had rebelled against God. They had forgotten his goodness and had allowed evil to gain a foothold in the land. So Joel tells of the day of the Lord in which God would come and judge evil, purging it from his people and from his land. But are these judgments merely punitive? Not at all. By coming in judgment, God was showing the people the severity of their sin. But the goal wasn't desolation. No, the goal was restoration. And that is what this passage is looking forward to. There will come a day when God will ransom and redeem his people, where land and beast will be restored, when everything that the swarming locust has eaten will be brought back. And of the promises mentioned in this text, which one is meant to bring the greatest degree of comfort? Verse 27, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. God would once again dwell with his people. And friends, we see this amazing promise fulfilled in Jesus. Through him, we have been ransomed, redeemed, and restored. And in him, we have the assurance of God's presence. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And because of him, we can have hope that everything else will one day be set right. There will come a day when land and beast will be restored, when all of God's people will dwell in peace and never again be put to shame. But in the meantime, God's faithfulness in the past gives us hope for the future. And if you trust in Jesus, you are part of that future. So think for a minute. Where are you struggling to trust in the promises of God? Where are you inclined to doubt his goodness and his faithfulness? Well, in the moments that follow, give those things over to the Lord. Pray that he would help you see past the locusts in your present circumstances so that you might cling to the restoration that is coming. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.